One. Welcome back, everybody, to Uninfringed and Unhinged. One of the members of this podcast. My name is Wes.
My name is Tyler.
And I'm Chris.
Man, that guy's got a deep voice.
That ain't deep at all.
So how's everybody's week been? How y'all been doing?
I'm glad it's over, man.
Been doing some fucked up shit at work, but it's all good. Making some people mad.
Bro, this week has been insane.
In the membrane.
Oh, I guess it's probably screwed in so they can hear me a little better.
Yeah, this week has been a little bit crazy. I'm glad I took today off from work because...
Bet you did?
You're damn right I did.
I didn't fucking know that.
Yeah,
what's going on with...
You motherfucker.
So how's your week been, Tyler?
You can't say something like that and then skip over.
No, I fucked you take off work.
Because I wanted to? Because I have the time?
Yeah, we do have a shit ton of time.
I don't because I got it all stolen from COVID, but...
Oh, fair enough.
But I'm still going to use it, so they can't just fucking steal it from me again. So...
Steal it from you again. How much...
They made me take the Christmas, like when we actually had off for Christmas, they made me use my vacation time for that because I had to miss that following Monday. Planned? And then I had to miss the New Year's weekend, so I had to pay in for that too.
Oh,
that
they, week. They were considering it unplanned, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah. Unplanned, and they weren't helpful until after, till like 2 weeks after, they tell me, oh, you could have worked from home and not had to use your time. I was like, oh, thanks. Cool. Really, really happy that you guys...
Yeah, and then you go to try to go to the head of HR and she ain't gonna fucking help you.
No, they weren't gonna help me to begin with. They're like, nope, we can't do anything about it now. Even my bosses at the time were like, oh, well, there's always next time. I'm like, oh, cool.
Let's hope that there isn't a fucking next time, you prick.
Yeah, well, I just kind of went about my day. So, but this week itself, there's been so much work. So much poop water. So much shit. Literally, yeah. When you do diversions and you open up a line in front of the hospital on 581 and a line that hasn't been opened in 5 years, you open it and completely shut down one of the second biggest station in all of the east side of Pasco County, gets shut down and fucks the whole plant up. So we had to pump and dump the entire station multiple times with about 6 different trucks into the plant. And then yesterday we had to drain out the mud pit that's at the plant. And then, spend all day doing that. What are you creating over there?
I'm sorry. I just got so distracted. I'm playing with the phone holder for our tripod and like had it on the back of the clamp, but then I realized there's a hole in the bottom. I'm like, why would you ever just screw just the clamp on top of the tripod? No, it's so you can fucking screw it sideways onto the mount.
You right?
Bro, this fucking thing's surprising me every week. New fucking features that I didn't realize there was. We got a good one, buddy. We got a good one. Sorry. Anyways, our listeners don't give a shit about our tripod.
No, they can't see it. They're like, oh, I don't give a fuck, dude. So, Tyler, how was your week?
Yeah. This guy at work has been on our ass since the day that we had started this job, okay? Like, seriously, one morning...
Is there some fruit treats in there?
What? One morning...
No, you stone bitch, you ate them all.
At 7:15 in the morning, he's already calling my superintendent.
For what?
Saying that he's concerned that we're not going to finish... At 7:15 in the morning. We're 15 minutes into an 8-hour workday. I was planning on doing whatever we needed to do as far as time to finish the job. But every single day this guy has sent email, and just going out of his way, calling, just going out of his way to be freaking just not an asshole, because he's generally a nice guy, but jeez, this guy does not wear stress very well. So the ceiling that we're doing is like they're called sound wave panels. They're acoustical panels, and they float, and they're all hung by freaking wires. And so they had laid carpet down, which slowed down the whole process. But we were getting it. And so since the day that we stepped foot on this job, there's been a leak that everybody's been aware of. Everybody's been aware of this leak. Okay. The grid is already up in some of the rooms. We haven't installed any tile or anything like that yet, but it's leaking. Okay? Everybody knows about it. I've told everybody. We're here, and he's got us on a deadline, right? We're supposed to finish Wednesday of this week. Okay? We kept telling him, like, hey, what are you going to do about these leaks? If we close all this stuff up, which he begged us to do, like, you got to close it up. You got to get it going. You know, shit like that. If we close this up, how are the sprinkler head guys going to get 25 feet above the ceiling to fix this leak? He's like, we'll worry about it later. I'm like, oh, my God.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
Wiping my hands of that one. Yeah. I'm out.
So these ceilings are already 12 foot in the air. Okay, which ain't too bad. That ain't really nothing too crazy. But what we're attaching to is literally 25 feet above that. Okay? So all the sprinkler work and everything is up above there, like all up there. So they can't get to it with a lift. They can't get to it with a boom because of all the wires. They would have to literally go through a forest of wires to get to the sprinkler head. So we had to go in there and take out grid, which ain't a big deal. But this one room is called the stuff called vector tile. Okay, it's a pain in the ass. It goes in a certain way, and it's a pain in the ass to fucking install. So not only did we have to take that tile out, which was a pain in the ass, which it was all around all cut up stuff and a specialty light and shit like that. Had to not only take that tile out, we also had to cut grid in the middle of the room so that they can get a lift in there. And I begged this man not to make me do this.
Tell him about what he said, how the leak was going to get fixed originally.
What? Oh, yeah, he's like, it's going to rust steel. It'll rust itself shut. I was like, do what?
That's not how water works.
And I was like, for a second, I was like, I'm trying to be, you know, maybe he knows something I don't, you know? But at the same time, too, I was like, there's constant pressure on the lines, you know, in case of a fire.
Yeah.
So every time they turned the system on and off and reprimed the system and all that shit, it would leak. And so, yeah, that's where we at. We were supposed to finish Wednesday. And because he's ignored this problem the entire way through, and I'm telling him, he's like, can you replace these tile for me? I was like, absolutely not. He's like, well, why? I was like, how can I justify putting in a tile that I know is going to be destroyed? He's like, well, it's going to be fixed. I was like, well, when it's going to be fixed, I'm going to put it fixed in there, and I'm going to put the tile in there then. And he's like, I'm trying to be as good as I can, like, talking very nice, trying to be as professional as possible, and he's just busting my balls all the way fucking through. Like,
well, I'm more, like, questioning right now, like, what does your superintendent say? Like, what was his response to, like, hey, there's a leak and there's nothing we can do about it, and this guy doesn't seem to understand.
So he's definitely on our side. So as of right now, he's, you know, it'll be a situation handled above our heads, you know, as far as compensation for it, for sure.
But there's, there's no brunt end coming towards you because of...
Oh, no, because I've kept him updated all the way through, like, hey, this is what's going on, you know, that's... If I would have waited until the very end and not said something, then, yeah, I'm sure he'd probably been upset. But at the same time, too, that's communication. Yeah. I just kept trying to, you know, let him update him every day. And then one day, he was trying to throw him under the bus. He was like, so-and-so said that you were going to finish today at a certain time, like, trying to hold us to it, like, your boss said, you better finish this. One, I literally just got off the phone because Jeremy had called me and said, hey, what's going on out there? He's asking me what's going on. He's like, I want to know from y'all before I make a decision on what I say to him or something like that. But, yeah, this guy has just busted our balls. But that's just keeping your boss updated and stuff like that definitely kind of saved my butt, but... It was definitely a pain in the butt because you're trying to run, you know, newer guys, trying to get them going on stuff, and it's not something that they're used to seeing, so that's a kind of a headache. On top of, I'm having to use my brain for the first time in a while because it's something kind of not often, you know, I do at least. But it was just, oh my gosh, all week long.
Not only are you training, but you're also trying to deal with a situation that doesn't need to be a situation that you should be trying to figure out what you're going to do about, since this guy doesn't want to do anything.
I've definitely gotten a lot better at that, because when I first started, it used to make me mad, like, personally, like, you're stupid, dude. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. Like, and hearing that from a 17-year-old kid, I'm sure makes you upset, you know, but I'm definitely just, I realize, okay, the end of the day is just a couple hours away. As soon as that comes,
kill him with kindness.
I've done my part, I'm going to go home, and it's over.
Kill him with kindness.
I've gotten a lot better at that so far.
Well, especially in that situation. There's literally nothing you can do, so beating yourself up over that would, or even being mad about it would just waste your time.
Yeah. But it all worked out at the end of the day. And maybe the company will make a couple extra bucks for all the extra work. So maybe it's a good thing. Kind of in a way. But it was a headache, dude. It was a headache.
Well, sounds like we've had some pretty interesting weeks this week, Chris.
Definitely glad it's Friday.
Me too, buddy. Chris, how's your week been?
Not bad. Just a lot of hard work that I'm used to. I'm used to pretty hard work before, until I started with this new job, and then moved to the crew that's even lazier than the crew I originally started on that I thought was fucking lazy. But we're making a lot of people mad. Cutting people's internet by accident.
Oh, we do that all the time. That's just part of the job.
People telling us they're going to call the cops for the county that we work for, saying for digging a ditch on our right-of-way that they're calling their yard. And it's just one lady that said, if y'all touch my yard, you're going to pay. So we all have been strapped fucking at work, making sure that this bitch don't fucking come out of her house.
Could you imagine some guy sitting in here beating his shit in the middle of the best part of his life, and then you come through trying to cut grass and turn his internet off?
I wouldn't cut. Well, I mean, technically I'm cutting grass, but we're digging ditches with a mini track.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, you guys have at least located everything, right?
We have, but is A11 ever fucking accurate?
No, they're usually off.
Yeah, and we fucking told them, hey, there's this line sticking on the opposite side of the road. Hey, you didn't locate the other side? Yeah, we did. We located the other side of the road. That's there's nothing over there. Time. And it's like, okay, what's this fucking wire coming out of the grass onto the road and then back into the grass? Oh, yeah, that's another line. That's a power line. Like, okay.
That's what happened on McKendree. We actually had the guys there. We walked with them. They marked where everything was. And we started digging, and we ripped up two lines in the ground. We're like, two black lines that ran parallel with each other. We're like, what are these? What are you guys doing? Did you guys not, like, think that this shit was here? Well, we staked them off and left them out of the ground. Like, you guys figure it out. Y'all can come back and figure it out, because we're not doing it.
811 dig is never wrong, except for when you find that spicy dirt.
What are they going off of? Are they going off plans?
They kind of, and then they bring this fucking wand thing out and, like, wave it over the ground, and then they find something, and then they spray paint it.
Which they usually don't go any farther than where they think that it's supposed to be running. Like, if their plans don't have something on the other side of the road, they're not going to look. So, like, where we were digging, they didn't even walk over and wand anything. They just did the other side of the road. Like, yeah, all the stuff's over here. It crosses on this part, but then it doesn't go anywhere. We're like, okay, cool. We'll just start digging then. Thanks. And we ripped shit up.
I mean, that's a good feeling. Like, you stick your shovel down there, like, oops, somebody fucked up.
Oh, we didn't fuck it with a shovel.
We did it with a backup.
Yeah, we did it with equipment. Oh, so shit. So that big-ass bucket went,
rip. Yep, there it is.
It's right in half. I'm like, oh. Well,
oh, yeah,
that's
we cut one. We cut it, like, way back. And they didn't ever come out. Nobody ever come out and said nothing. But that is definitely a fucking, like, fiber optic cable. And then we just kept on digging, and in the fucking track that we had to dig, and we just kept peeling it up and peeling it up and peeling it up. We're down the whole almost the whole goddamn road now, and the whole fucking wire's gone. I mean, they have to kind of replace it, the whole wire anyways, because you can't, like, splice together a fiber optic cable. But, yeah, they definitely have to replace the whole fucking wire, because they ain't even there anymore.
Well, hey, that's why they're supposed to have conduits around that shit, so that at least if you...
But they don't fucking... Internet providers, when they have to go put a new wire in the ground, they don't do that shit.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're supposed to, so that you at least have something in the ground, like off of Boyette and Overpass. The company actually ran the conduit under, and we actually still hit it because they marked it several feet off.
Yeah.
You know, notorious. And we still hit it, but it wasn't lined up with where it was supposed to be, but it was at least a conduit. So all they had to do was go in and, you know,
fix just, the conduit.
Yeah, fix the conduit and, you know, call it a day. It wasn't that big of a deal, but lines like that, you're gonna rip that shit up all day anyways. So.
Oh yeah. We've ripped it up for like fucking 1,000 feet. We'd get to a point where it was like really long and flopping around a bunch, and I'd come over there with a machete and fucking try to dig deep to where, like, deeper than he was supposed to go, the operator was supposed to go. I fucking dig down, I fucking swing the blunt-ass machete and chop that bitch out, throw it in the back of the truck.
Something's fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, they can't do anything with it anyways. It's gotta throw it right in the back of the fucking dump truck. Fuck it.
At least you're cleaning up after yourself. You didn't just fucking bury that shit, because I would've done it.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Bo's chasing his tail again. I'm back at the farm. Grandma keeps beating up the Indians, and they just keep coming and coming and coming.
That's going to just be a running thing on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just going to be waiting for it. Mm-hmm. When's it coming?
That's a good mark.
So when's the last time anybody heard anything about Ukraine?
Oh, wow.
I quit paying attention, honestly. There's so many. I mean, other than the $40 billion that we sent over to Ukraine.
Actually, I just seen a meme today, or like one of those, you know, like those political cartoon drawings that used to be really popular?
Yeah.
Well, apparently they still are, and somebody drew one today about, it shows a truck unloading money into a building that says Ukraine War Fund, and then another truck loading the money out of the building into another truck that says politicians' pockets. I'm like, damn, thinking about that, I'm like, man, what if that really is a fucking thing?
Okay, well, let's
enlighten
think,
us.
Well, just think about it. California spends, like, I think they said it was like $100 million or $150 million per year on the homeless.
Huh, what, to give them more drugs?
Nothing has been done. Nothing has changed. The only thing that's happened is the homeless population's gotten worse, so... When it comes to government and money, I don't trust any of it at this point.
Fuck,
I don't think any of
the
money ever goes to where it's supposed to.
Yep.
At least, okay, maybe out of that $40 billion that they sent to Ukraine, I'm sure maybe 10 of it went there. But what happened to the other $30
billion? Oh,
sure. I'm just giving a little bit of a fraction here of... I'm pretty sure that most of that shit's just lining people's pockets and just making people money. And
I got something that'll probably turn some people if they don't agree with it. Is it's to me just like fucking big corporations that ask you when you check out, oh, do you want to donate a dollar to this fucking charity? How much of that money do you think fucking makes it? And also, no. Why the fuck is a multi-billion-dollar corporation asking me to donate? When they have so much fucking money to burn, it's ridiculous. Why the fuck do you need me to fucking donate? Now, I understand if there's the charities themselves are at the stores and they allow it. And, you know, to sit outside, hey, you want to donate? That's different. But yeah, corporations themselves are getting that fucking money. And how the hell am I going to fucking trust them to be responsible with that fucking money? Like, I would put my fucking lunch money on the fact that they're pocketing 90% of it, all of it.
So you're mentioning companies. So, like, when was the last time you heard about March of Dimes?
Or March Never Four heard Dimes? Of it.
Okay, well, it was a pretty big...
like UNICEF? Like, you remember during Halloween, you get those little buckets and people give you a penny?
No.
What?
You don't remember that?
No.
Okay.
Well, March of Dimes was meant to actually help people. But the problem is that it was... On the way they structured their money, only 10 cents of every dollar was actually going towards the fund that they were supposedly helping, whatever that fund was. So think about how many companies are really like that.
And they justify it as in, we have to have money to operate our facility.
Yeah, we got to pay like fucking our Goodwill? CEOs, you know, $1 million a year or $500,000 a year to fucking run a company. How do you continue, like Goodwill, like you mentioned Goodwill.
Yeah.
How do you get free donations? Yes, I get that they do a lot of help with, like, even with, like, special needs and stuff like that. They hire a lot of people like that, but that doesn't justify getting these donations and then not actually helping anybody. All they do is make money off of shit and then turn around and pocket it. Bro, you're gonna cut yourself over there.
Sorry, my fucking knife wasn't opening. I was confused.
What are you doing?
He's over there, like, messing with...
Nothing. Our viewers can't see this, so stop. Our listeners can't see this, so shut up.
Well, they can hear it, though.
Our viewers can't see this. They're listening.
Our couple listeners can't fucking see what the hell I'm doing.
Especially that guy from the Ukraine.
Russia.
Oh, Russia. Oh,
yeah. There might be somebody from Ukraine. We don't know.
That guy might not even be alive no more.
They also might be using a fucking VPN, so there's that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he's probably next door. It's probably
that's game. What I want. I want a fucking VPN at some point.
That's overrated.
Do you get different porn in different countries? You
can't. I never used a VPN.
Well, like, you can watch Netflix shows from different countries and stuff. So, yeah, I would assume that you could probably watch porn from a different country. Even though I'm sure all that same shit you could find on any of the websites at this point. But, so, which of the big topics do we want to go into? Holy shit. Damn, we're already 20 minutes in. We haven't even hit any of the big topics.
Yeah, if you guys are still listening, fucking props to you. Thank you for, like, actually sticking it out. Because we're being lazy fucks right now.
Yeah. The next topic is one that most, I think I'm probably the only one that's like really dove into research on it, is the Roe versus Wade.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Well, that's like probably the biggest one that I really wanted to discuss, because not enough people like know about it, and then anybody that does know about it thinks that it's completely different than what it really is.
Which is most things when it comes to politics, court especially cases. If you
listen to fucking media or anything like that.
Oh, absolutely.
So Roe versus Wade was a court case that determined that it was illegal for any of the states, and this was on the federal level, made it illegal for any states to have any sort of laws banning abortions in the first trimester or anything in the first trimester. With that being canceled, it is giving the rights back to the states to be able to make whatever laws they see fit for their state, because there is no constitutional right to an abortion. Most people listen to the media and think that it's completely banning abortions and think that it's just making it illegal, which is maybe going to be the case with some states, but every state has the right to come up with their own laws as they see fit. I mean, yep. Like you see with constitutional carry, not every state has constitutional carry, but a lot of states do. I think half of our states in the United States of America actually have constitutional carry now, and that's their right to do so. Going to this, that gives states like Mississippi, Texas, you know, Texas with their heartbeat bill, which is going to make it to where as soon as there's a heartbeat, which is usually at 6 weeks, would make it illegal for a doctor, not a person, but a doctor themselves, to actually perform an abortion that a heartbeat is detected, which can happen at 6 weeks. It can happen later, but they put a cutoff on 6 weeks because that is the earliest they've seen a heartbeat develop in a child, or however you really want
fetus,
a fetus.
Fetus frog.
Whatever you really want to call it at that point, there is a heartbeat that has developed.
Sounds like there's going to be a lot more coat hanger abortions in Texas. Bans the fucking doctors doesn't mean that the people can't do it.
Well, but that's the thing, is that that doesn't take away, people think that's going to take away the medically necessary abortions or, you know, things that are actually necessary. They think that's going to take away the extremes, which if people did any sort of research, which I actually had a conversation, it was a Facebook conversation or whatever, with one of my cousins about the whole court case and how doing research, which she had never actually done any research, 60% of all abortions are from married women that already have kids and repeat repeat women that have abortions. So it's not this extreme case of these women that, you right. know, are having these.
It's not enough to justify.
Yeah, it's not enough to say why are these women having this over and over again. They're using it more as a birth control and a contraceptive than they are an actual, you know, something really
it's
wrong
needed.
Happened.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where the dilemma falls, is everyone wants. So I get it, you know, women should have the right to choose, you know, everyone should be able to do their own thing. We do live in America, but at the same time, one, abortion should not come from the taxpayers' money. If the state does not feel that is something that they support, and you got to have some sort of cutoff for how we're going to determine a life. I saw something with Steven Crowder the other day where a lady was like, you know, if the mother doesn't want the baby all the way up to 9 months, then she should have that right to do whatever she wants. And I wholeheartedly disagree with that, because that baby is viable. Are we talking about viability? Are we talking about heartbeat? Like, what is your
standard?
Yeah, where are we going to make a standard where it's not just your body anymore, that baby could be born and be viable as a human being? It doesn't, like, because her argument, the lady that he was talking to, her argument was, oh, the fetus is living off of the mother. I was like, well, once a baby gets
on his... I've heard it called, like, a parasite.
That was one of the... That was actually a Ben Shapiro... No, that was Steven Crowder. He was talking to a lady. She called it a parasite. And, you know, I was like, okay, well, that's everyone's different point of view, but other people have different points of view. There's even plenty of ladies out there that don't believe in abortion. So where does the standard go? Who are we going to listen to? Like,
so the problem is people are easily swayed in their opinions, where most people, and the reason why is because they don't have an opinion on it, because it doesn't affect their daily lives. And most people, if given the choice, would probably, you know, they don't know much about it, and they're like, hey, we can't give you any information on it, how do you feel about abortions? They'd probably be like, well, I guess if they want to do it, they can do it, kind of thing. That's the way they think about it. And then you get swayed by people's extreme opinions, or, you know, just even more than mild opinions on it. And they think, you know what, they're right.
Yeah.
Going with somebody else's opinion. So it's probably going to be extremes on both ends. And you're going to have a few states in between that are kind of like, you know, a little bit more level-headed about it. But you're going to have states that are going to say abortion period is banned.
Yeah.
You're going to have states that say heartbeat, you know, before heartbeat is the only time you can do it. And that's still kind of to an extreme, because that's a very short period of time to decide if you can really fucking handle this child or not. And then you're going to have states where, like you were mentioning before this podcast, was that there are states out there or places that where you can literally have birth the baby, it can be breathing on its own, and you can decide to not give it anything and just let it naturally fucking die from starvation, lack of whatever. Yeah. Which is, as much as I'm like, do whatever the fuck you want to do with your body. I mean, I have my, what I think should be right, but bottom line is, you know, if the baby is still attached to the mother, it is still, in my, like, if I were to just be like, do whatever the fuck you want, if the baby's still attached to the mother, then they can choose to not fucking have the baby. But the whole fucking letting a born fucking baby, that right there, get the fuck rid of that.
Yeah, but when do we make the line of, like, it's another, like, okay, so we
detached from the mother.
Okay, so if that's where we're going with detached from the mother, you could detach a baby at 21 weeks and it could still survive. Its likelihood of surviving, you know, is drastically lower.
But it's not naturally detached from the mother. When it is
naturally detached,
when it is birth, umbilical cord is cut, detached from the mother.
Not natural. That is still someone cutting that umbilical cord. My point is,
okay, the going into labor, naturally, yes. Going into labor and having birth, not induced labor, not, I mean, C-sections are usually done by emergency and or health issues, or the mother just can't, they're in labor and they're like, I can't fucking go through birth, I'm going to do a C-section.
Well, some babies get stuck and they have to do a C-section.
Yeah, there's emergency C-sections, yes. Which are, I would consider that on the natural level, like, hey, this baby's going to die now if we don't do a C-section.
Yeah.
And you can either be like, okay, let it fucking die, or get the C-section. And after that C-section procedure is over with, you no longer have a you can no longer choose to let that baby die, kind of thing. That's where I'm kind of getting at. It's like,
yeah.
Once birth has to happen, you know, your body's pushing it out, or it's a life or death choice between the baby, you know, once that is, those situations are over with, it is now no longer a part of the mother. If I'm going to be on the if my mindset is going to be on the spectrum of let women do what they want with their bodies and the babies that their body is creating, right? That's just where I'm going to stand on that.
Well, and see, that's the only, see, we can stand on that, but then when does it become technically murder? Because murder is taking the life of another living being. So technically, another living being inside the body can be, doesn't have to be detached, doesn't have to be, it could still be taken out at 21 weeks and still be viable, can still live, can still, you know, flourish. So where does the line go on like, what is the cutoff point? Like, when do we determine it to be not just your body? So if a woman is, if we're going to say it's her body still attached, so if it's her body, so a woman has 20 fingers and 20 toes?
Well, if it's inside of her body.
Okay.
Pregnant woman? Yeah, sure. They do. Here's a good medium. If the baby, if they decide later on that they don't want to have this baby anymore, they would like to do an abortion, but it is medically determined that if they do a C-section or whatever, force-induced labor, to be able to get that baby out and it could live without serious medical attention, you know, living on life support for a couple weeks, stuff like that, I guess. You know, those lines are kind of blurry, and I'm not versed enough in that and to make, you know, direct decisions. But if they could pull the baby out and kind of, it could live, all right, instead of having the abortion, you immediately give up all rights to the baby. Now, I understand that's going to inflate the whole fucking orphanage population. But if people are so dead set on saving the fucking babies, then you have to deal with the consequences of the fact that people don't want those babies, and you're going to have, you know, an inflated orphanage rate. Or, you know, when they wanted to do it at fucking 12 weeks because they realized at that point they can't handle having a baby, whatever the fucking reason is, you let them fucking do it, and you don't have a high orphanage population.
And higher orphanage population wouldn't bother me if I'm already planning for the abortion.
Well, the whole point of you, like, the taxpayers paying for it, period, no, done. Get rid of that.
Well, that's my only part about it.
Health insurance or personal money?
I think at the end of the day,
it is healthcare for women, so.
Yeah, but do our taxes pay for health insurance? Yep. Do our taxes pay for people's health insurance?
Yep.
Yeah.
How?
Medicaid, Medicare. Those are all taxpayer-funded.
Anything like that?
Well,
those are all taxpayer-funded things, and those are what people use to walk into an abortion clinic and actually, like, Planned Parenthood
Then that's what I'm getting at, is personal health insurance, not fucking government health insurance. Like, government health insurance is our tax dollars. If our tax dollars are being used for it, then no. You cannot use government health insurance to get an abortion. You have to get your own personal health insurance that you pay for, mm-hmm. to get the abortion, or pay for it out of your fucking pocket. Now we're in the
same argument as these women that can't afford to go get an abortion are now being told they have to have that baby that they don't want because they can't get it. They can't afford an abortion. They can't afford insurance. So then what?
They're being dumb then, because you can go get the abortion and go on to a fucking deferred comp program when it comes to paying that medical bill, and then go fucking file for bankruptcy if you can't afford to have fucking health insurance in the first goddamn place.
Yeah, worst comes to worst, after 7 years, it won't matter. Credit starts over every 7 years.
Well, they write off medical bills after 7 years.
Yeah. And, you know, those people that are doing shit like that are the, now I'm going off a little track, they're the problem with this country, and they're suckling off the government's teat, and that's the way that they're fucking living their lives.
What the fuck did I just miss?
That's what I just said. I'm going a little off topic. The people that are using the government for fucking paying for their shit and not understanding ways to get around it, that's their own fucking ignorance. And also, I mean, understanding that they had the fucking, they did this shit, and they had the fucking baby, they didn't decide to take a plan B, whatever the fucking thing is. You know, again, they're dealing with their own ignorance, but...
But that's where we're having the conversation of there's other alternative measures besides an abortion at 8 to 9 weeks, however you want to determine life. There's other things that could have happened way fucking sooner. We could have had, which is a dumb one, but abstinence is one of those, contraception, fucking adoption, and then abortion. So out of those four things here, out of all of them, abortion doesn't need to be the first one. And if you get to 8 to 9 months, I don't think that having an abortion is necessary at that point. Give it up for adoption then if you don't want it.
Yeah.
That's where, like, morally, I have more of an issue with 8 to 9 months or even born. That's where I have more of an issue than I do anything else. It's like, okay, I understand the heartbeat bill. Like, okay, the heartbeat bill at least puts a stand on it and goes, okay, boom, here you go. Time. Yeah, yes. Here you go. Here's your time. Other ones, it's nothing after the first trimester, which is, like, 12 weeks. So, after 12 weeks, no abortion. at least there's some sort of understanding and timetable to how we are determining what and
because if you can go, you had 3 months to make a fucking decision.
Plan B could have been the next day. You had an oopsie, and you know you had an oopsie, and you know, or even in that fucking, you're gonna know within that month. Oh shit, I'm pregnant. So even if you said you have 2 weeks to make a decision on, hey, I need to, you know, have this shit taken care of. Even if you said at 4 weeks you found out, and then you had till 12 weeks. That's 2 more months you had to figure the shit out on, do I want an abortion? Do I not? Do I want to start planning for adoption? Do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? I just think it takes the responsibility out of it. Like, I can go do whatever I want and then use, as statistics have shown, like, that's why I stated the 60% is because it's not being used as this, it's being used more as a crutch. It's being used more as like, oh, I can, this is my backup plan. If shit happens, I can just go get an abortion and that's it, and I don't have to worry about it. And it's by, like I said, statistics speak for themselves. It doesn't.
Yeah, no. I'm still on the board of let them do what the fuck they want because it doesn't affect me.
Yeah, I mean that's where I'm at. Yeah, it's
that's libertarianism.
You're gonna if it's wrong, you'll pay for it, not by my hand. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, morally, you'll be responsible for it. I do kind of like the heartbeat bill because at least you have an established time, and at the end of it, you're the one that'll pay for it. Yeah. But I'll be damned if I want to pay for it, for sure.
Well,
I think there's too much because, like what you were saying, like we just went 20 minutes in a big circle because each idea had another way, a rebuttal to it. And I think it's one of those things that'll always be like that because if you go with the first trimester, you're going to have a whole lot of people that are disagree with you. If you go with a heartbeat bill, you'll have a whole lot of people that disagree with you.
Well, that's the thing with like I was saying about like even constitutional carry, like that's where I think that this Roe v. versus Wade is a great thing to be overturned because of the fact that you if you do put it in the state's hands, you let everyone have their own opinion on it.
Yes.
Let everyone make their own rules. You don't need the government. That was my biggest conversation with my cousin was, you can do whatever you want, but I do not believe that the government should be telling the states or even the citizens of individual states what they should and should not do and what they deem as constitutional.
And who's going to pay for it?
Because they deemed abortion as a constitutional health care right. Not true. There's nothing in the Constitution that deems it to be, you know, protected.
There's nothing in the Constitution about it. First off, because there wasn't anything going on then, but at the same time, there's nothing even closely related to it.
Yeah, well, and there's, we can have, and they tried to use the 14th Amendment to use it in the process of
just
deeming it, deeming it as a constitutional, but it still doesn't work. It doesn't, for like I said before, it doesn't give any sort of timetable. It doesn't justify it. It doesn't do anything for people. So, giving it to the states to make their own choices, if you don't like it, go to a different state. As much of that's an archaic argument, but it's the same as gun rights. If you don't like people owning guns, go to a different state that has the things that you believe in. That's why we live in a free country. Or a different country. However you want to do it. There's plenty of places in the United States that act just like Canada and act just like, you know, all these other, you know, countries that give you free healthcare and do whatever you want with with healthcare. You can wait 6 months before you get an abortion. Have at it. There you go. There's 6 months for you.
So I'm just gonna say it again, as I personally agree with the whole fucking do whatever the hell you want with it. Like literally, do I agree with certain things?
Would it be my choice?
Yeah, is it my choice? Do I agree with the whole, you know, heartbeat bill and all
shake
that?
My head like the viewers can see.
Do I agree with the whole heartbeat bill or 12-week bill or anything like that? It's still up for debate in my own mind, but at the end of the day, if someone were to be like, I want to go get an abortion, and I, you know, would try to convince them otherwise, and they're just like, no, I'm getting an abortion, I'd be like, okay, go ahead. Yeah. And that's...
I'm not going to
kill That's how, honestly, I personally think a lot of people should be with a lot of things in their lives, and when it comes to that, as long as... Okay, I'm going to add something to that. As long as the biological father is okay with it as well...
Ooh, that, now we're going that's a whole different yeah. argument.
See, that was something
So I understand the whole woman's yeah. body thing, right? But I also believe that...
That's also his body.
Okay, so, man, this is that's getting a little hairy body. Right now.
No.
No, it's not. So, to a certain point, I believe that it becomes his choice. So, within the first... Say, let's go with the heartbeat bill. Right? Heartbeat marks a possible life because it's never guaranteed. Right? Even after a heartbeat, it very well could go sideways pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Let's just say a heartbeat bill for argument's sake, right? Once that point hits, now the biological father has to be tested to be biological father to have rights on the choice, has rights to that decision. And if he wants it, then he should have the rights to let that child be born. And I understand people are going to be mad because, like, well, then it's no longer the woman's body and her choice. But you're right. She's being forced to go through all that, but... You will not be burdened with that child. You have to deal with your consequence and the fact that you have to go through the birth of this child, but beyond that, you will no longer be... You give up all your rights to the father. The father has choice, you know, choice over the child, that he wants to have that child. I mean, obviously, there would have to be a lot of debate and discussion and figuring out when the father gets to choose and stuff like that, which no one will ever truly agree on.
We'll be in the same boat we are now.
Yeah, but I still... would feel a lot better about this whole ordeal if a lot more people started thinking about a lot of things, is if they start looking at it as, does it affect my life? Right now. If some other fucking woman gets an abortion.
You can't just think about right now. Cause it's going to affect your life.
How?
Well, because at some point, let's say...
You're either going to pay for it.
Let's say a girl that you're with is going to have a child...
Okay.
And after the 6 weeks, decides that she wants to have an abortion. That's going to affect you.
So if you two have a grown adult, we want to have a baby together.
No, that's not your choice.
Listen.
No, because it's not your choice. That's her choice. She could walk in there. She doesn't have to tell you. She could walk in and do whatever she wants.
Listen, Linda. Yeah. Two grown adults have a conversation with each other. We want to try for a child. The woman gets pregnant. Okay. Before the pregnancy happens, I'm sorry, I stepped a little beyond what I was thinking. Two grown adults. If this passes, women can do what they want all the way up till that fucking baby is detached from the, you know, comes out of her fucking womb, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? So, if a man is smart, now I understand most people are not fucking smart, but if a man is smart and says, I really want to have a child with this woman, but I'm afraid that she might fucking one day decide, baby's gone. You fucking get a contract written out. You get a fucking attorney involved. You have something legally binding her to go through with the pregnancy of this fucking baby, and you make that shit like a simple, like simplistic, like getting a trust for an NFA item, right?
Okay, but that still takes away the woman's choice.
You're right.
That's the beginning of
because
the
conversation. Because before she gets pregnant, she legally agrees to give up that right to
you're
fucking decide
a very
later on.
Small percentage of what we're talking about.
Though. But what I'm getting
also
at is that
there's lots
of women that are single
that are having sex with a one night stand and decides that, you know, out of the 60%, like I've already stated in statistics, that woman is going to go and have an abortion. The father will have no say so. So if...
You're right, because he's not consciously going, I'm trying to have a baby with this person. So he's not thinking about, you know, well, if she gets pregnant, I'm gonna want that kid. Because if you're wanting to have a kid, you're not gonna be fucking sleeping around with random women all the time, unless you're a piece of shit. And at that point, you probably don't deserve a child in the first goddamn sure, place. This is a moral thing. I'm not trying to get too much off a tandem, but
no. But you're giving the father the choice. So my biggest question is since we're giving the father the choice, if a woman decides to actually have that said child, does the father have a choice to not pay child support if he doesn't want anything to do with the child?
I believe that if men, when the woman is, if it's like, whatever, well, honestly, at any situation, I fully believe that if a man wants to give up all his, you know, doesn't want anything to do with the child, again, this has to be debated upon and figured out, there should be a time frame where the woman is legally bound to tell the man, hey, I'm pregnant with your child, go get a fucking genetics test, and then at that point, the man can say, I want something to do with this child, or I don't want something to do with this child, and if he doesn't want anything to do with this child, sign off all rights to the mother. The mother fucking, you know, agrees, has to agree with it. Well, no. If the man wants nothing to do with it, at a certain period of time, early enough for her to still get an abortion,
that's not
right?
How the law works, though, bud. In the state of Florida, you're obligated as the father.
I understand how this is.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's not going to work like that, because if you give women the freedom of choice and men no freedom of choice, like, as of right now, if a woman got pregnant, didn't tell you until the baby was born, you're still obligated to pay for it. So
I know there's no way to do that right now, and I'm trying to bring a solution to the table. Is you okay? Women have freedom of choice now, right? That's where we're at at this point in time.
What you're saying.
So yeah, if the women have freedom of choice with this baby that's going to be happening, okay, now you make subcategories to this law. Within X period of time of the first doctor's visit, you have to notify possible biological father. Get a genetics test to prove that he's a biological father. If he is now biological father, he has X amount of time to decide yes or no, I want to be a part of this child's, you know, life, with more than enough time, say, call it 10 weeks, right? The lady knows she's fucking pregnant, 3 weeks. Fourth week, she has a doctor's visit. Yeah, you have a fucking baby inside of you. Now you have to fucking, you tell the biological father possible, hey, let's go get a genetics test, I'm pregnant. They find out, okay, he's the biological father. Now you're at the fifth week, say, right? Now you have 5 weeks to decide, are you going to fucking stick around for this child or not? And you have to figure out in that 5 weeks, you say, no, I don't want to be a part of this child's life. So now you're 5 to 10 weeks in, he signs off all rights. I want nothing to do with this child. Now the woman has a choice. She can continue with this pregnancy and deal with the child 100% on her own, or find somebody to help her, or whatever her situation is. Or she can go ahead and get an abortion because she cannot handle a fucking baby on her own, or have the child and give it to adoption. She has multiple lanes of choice. She's still choosing with her own body, and the man still has a choice if he is going to be a part of this child's life or not. Now, if he legally signs that contract or whatever, you know, says, I want rights to this child, and then 8 months in goes, you know what, fuck it. Guess what? Now you're stuck with it because you said under fucking oath or whatever the hell it's going to be, you know, they decide you're going to do something about it. Now you're backing out. Now you're going to be stuck with the child support. And then that way women aren't sticking babies on men and they're getting stuck with things that they never wanted. And at the same time, you know, if the women don't, if they have no support on that end, or the man's not going to take the child from her if she doesn't want anything to do with it, she has the choice to not have that baby as well. And it's kind of giving, I'm not saying it's perfect. I understand there's flaws in it. I understand there's ways
to. There's just only one flaw that I see.
Okay.
Is you're still taking away the choice then. You're still taking away the choice from the woman. You're still making her have to have a conversation with the man on what is going to happen with said child.
Because it takes two people to make a baby.
But you're taking away the choice then. You're still taking away this. You're taking away this ultimate freedom of her to do at whatever time, that from 0 weeks to 10 months, you're taking away that choice all the way through.
Yeah.
Or she can have the choice to never tell a man about it and have that figured out, and she has 100% control, and she can't come back on a man 6 months into the child being born getting fucking, you have to figure out who the father is before the child is born to be able to get child support.
So that sounds like you're still making them make a choice. Instead of having all the choices, you're limiting them to have to make a choice. You're going to have to either figure out if you want this child so that you can tell the father, or you're going to have to deal with it all on your own, or they're going to choose after the baby's born, hey, I'm going to go hit this guy for child support. So then there is no law to allow men to walk away from that. Even if you sign your rights away, here in the state of Florida right now, which has been law for, you know, 50 that. Years,
yes,
which is not going to change anytime soon, the woman has all rights to tell you, hey, you're going to pay child support.
And neither are abortion laws going to change anytime soon in the state of Florida. Wow. So what I'm talking about is if they are going to, if that were to happen at any place in the United States, they want to give abortion, and now they're looking at, oh crap, we're taking away the rights of the men to this baby. That is a not all ultimate, but a solution. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying that right now that's how it's going to go. No, it's just if they're going to make abortion 100% illegal all the way through the fucking baby being born, that is a way to give the man a choice and the woman a choice at the same time, where she has to say, hey, I got pregnant by somebody. Let's figure out who this man is before this baby is fucking born. Otherwise, if when the baby is born, she can't just go fucking searching around for people. And, you know, she had 9 fucking months to figure out who the fuck it is. And now you're trying to find somebody to basically pay for your extra shit that you want, because you realize you can't go get your nails and hair done every fucking 2 months or some bullshit, how this shit's used anymore. I'm sorry, I'm tangent off, but yeah. But so she has 9 months to figure out, okay, who the fuck is the father? And if she decides in those 9 months, it's like a statute of limitations kind of thing.
Why is he standing like a Mexican trying to fight you?
What up, food? They can't see me, that's why I'm doing weird shit. But like, it's like a statute of limitations kind of thing. You have time limits legally to do things. Like, you have a time limit to go into litigation when you get into a fucking car accident to sue somebody.
Yeah, like when you move, you're obligated within 30 days
to change your fucking address on your fucking driver's license and shit, right? You have a statute of limitations. You have 9 months to figure out who this man is. Go through your fucking list of dick pics. Maybe that it was that one, right? And just go get fucking genetics tested, and your health insurance can fucking pay for that shit, or co-pay for it, or whatever it is. And if you decide not to, then you are not, or the man is not fucking legally bound, because he had no idea.
That's a lot. Okay.
It goes very deep, but so the law needs to go deep, and it needs to be specific.
Please, but that's not realistic.
Be a politician.
But okay.
I would never win.
I was going
to
say,
I don't spew PR bullshit. I'm going to fuck you and fuck them.
Whoa.
You need to fucking do this shit.
You ain't
going
to do no such thing.
But
you're right. I'm not going to fuck you, Tyler.
So in a realistic sense, and just where it is right now, how do you feel about states having the right to be able to...
I dig it.
Especially it goes to the representatives of the states that have the views of the people, or should have the views of said people of the population, to actually determine what laws they want on the books and which ones they don't. Like medical marijuana was one of my examples. That one came into law because there was enough people that wanted it. You have enough people in a state that say, we don't want abortions after a certain point. So you're putting it on the citizens to be able to make those set choices. That, to me, is...
Great. It's democracy.
But that's my thing, is that having this just open gauntlet to just everything takes away the rights of people to have the laws and to be represented in their states. Because if you live in a state, or if they just said all abortions legal, that's going to piss a lot of people off. That's going to make sure that would be an up-leveling that...
You're right. And representatives should understand the views of their constituents. Right, you get elected because you share the views of the majority.
Right.
So there is no end all be all. You're never going to make everybody happy. So if you take that fucking mindset of, I'm never going to make everybody happy, let me make the majority happy. So first off, what you asked me, I think absolutely states should have the right to fucking govern their own states on everything.
Yes.
Right? So I don't want a fucking federal law. Period.
Exactly.
So, if a state decides to fucking make murder legal, do I think it's morally right? Do I think that they should do that? No. But do I believe that the federal government should step in and tell each state, okay, there are some things maybe. Right? Maybe murder is one maybe of those that I will stick behind. Okay, yeah, tell everybody fucking murder's illegal so I can go visit that pretty state or whatever, right? But what I'm getting at is for this and a lot of other things, absolutely let the fucking states do it. You don't like that state's laws or it's, you know, that does that state doesn't fit your views. Well, it fits a lot of other people's views. Yeah. So let them fucking live there. You go to a state. I understand that's not easy for everybody, but guess what? This is America. We're all going
to
disagree.
If abortion is that big a part of your life,
you will fucking make the move and you will go to the state where you believe in the same views.
That's why I don't live in California.
There was something that was talked
Colorado.
About.
Colorado is the biggest.
There
one
was something that was
months.
Talked about that you kind of said was people were saying it should go up to a vote, right? So voters should vote on yes or no or whatever. But there's a whole lot of shit that goes on into making a bill, you know, a whole lot of stipulations, statutories, all kinds of shit that I don't believe should be left up to the people because most of them don't understand it. Now, should the voters give their direct opinions to their elected representatives? That's what the fuck I meant. I feel like there should be something going on. There should be some kind of, like when new gun controls come out, there's the ATF comes out with like this post and people can post their opinions or something like that, or hit polls or stuff like that. Should they do that to try to understand what people really want instead of maybe what they think they want? Sure. But I definitely agree that our elected officials should be able to determine, based it off the mass population of the majority population of their states, of what is legal and illegal within those states. Mm-hmm. I'm 100% for that.
Well, but then we're still in this idea that we're taking away the choice. That's if the state is determining what is, you know, if the population is, even if there's a 10% that wants abortion and the other 90% don't, you're still pissing off that 10%. So, but I'm saying that we're still in this area where we're still taking away a choice from somebody.
You're right.
So how do we...
You're right. And the thing about that, like I said, you're never going to make everybody happy. No. And there are options. There will be. There's. I guarantee you there will be a relatively close split on this whole abortion thing. And if, hey, this is what we offer in our state. These are our laws. You're the 10% that strongly disagrees with it. There's options. This is America. You can quickly and easily, you don't have to get a new citizenship. You have to change your fucking mailing address and your license and your tag, right? Yeah. Get a new job. Not right now, there's fucking jobs everywhere. People just don't want to fucking work. But the next state over could be...
Chris fucking throwing nails.
The opposite fucking... Because I fucking hate people. Anyways. The next state over could be the exact opposite and you could have everything that you fucking want. Because we live in the land of the free. If one section decides they want to do this, the other section wants to do this,
yeah
you're not going to make everybody happy. You have to get that out of your fucking head. I'm not telling you, but like people in general have to get that out of their fucking head. You're never going to make everybody happy, ever in your entire life. Your best fucking friends you can make upset one day because you disagree with them on something, right? It happens. But guess what? There's fucking options.
Well, but and like I said...
And then so you're not taking away choice because they have a choice... to go to the state that gives them the choices that they want.
It's just not the choice that they want.
But see, that's the thing, is that you're still giving them choice. Instead of all the choices, you're still giving them, like, here. You can either... That's where I like the idea of a heartbeat bill to begin with, or whatever the weak ones is, because it gives them two different choices, or actually gives them more, like, damn near five at that point. So, like I named the four earlier, you know, you do have abortion, you do have abstinence, which is still fucking stupid in this day and age, you have contraceptive, and you have adoption.
I'm still a virgin.
Now, you have a fifth one. You go to a different state that does do the abortion that you want. So you have five fucking choices of something that you can do. If that's not all the choices that you want, or at least, hey, you have 6 weeks or you have 12 weeks to decide, hey, I need to go to this state so that I can, you know... Oh, I'm after the 6 weeks here. I need to go to this state and get an abortion or move or whatever the fuck they want to do. At least that's an idea that we can realistically get behind. That it's like, okay, so this majority of people wants this. You don't like it. Well, like you said, you go to a different state and, you know, maybe not move there, but go do whatever the fuck you gotta do and then come back.
Yeah.
Do whatever the fuck you gotta do.
So you're giving them choices. It might be a little bit more difficult for you, but you're still giving them the choices that they're looking for. One way or the other, they can't, it can happen. Right? Yes.
And that's the biggest thing.
That's the closest thing that you can get to making everybody happy. The absolute closest.
But it's not going to make majority, let's just say 25% of the nation, is going to be pissed off that you're not giving women whatever choice they want. That they can do whatever they want. That they can do whatever they want with their body. And that's why, you know, the discussion is so deep, because there's so many ins and outs of why I believe that the states should put some sort of limit on it, because, you know, the majority of the population feels a certain way, and that should be what happens. But
and you also have a small portion of the population that wants a socialist America.
Yeah.
You're going to give them the choice of having that? And there's also a mass majority.
There is a
huge percentage of the American, if you're not more than half, but there is definitely a noticeable portion of America that wants all guns taken out of the country. You going to let them have that choice?
Yep. Well, they do have that choice.
How?
They go to states like, or they go to cities like Chicago, California.
Well, guess what? You can still own guns in those cities. They're not going to get what they want.
Yeah.
So if you give them the choice of one extreme or the other, because things like that do not actually affect everybody else, whereas gun ownership, because you don't like guns, doesn't mean he can't, you don't want him to have guns, that affects him. But things like abortion affects a handful or less of individuals directly, not everybody else around you. So if you can give them those extreme options, as long as everybody is on the same pages, obviously there's a whole lot of shit that I was talking about, but generally idea, if you can give them, it might be a little bit more difficult, but those options are still there. I can't think of a better way to do it, and still trying to make the closest to everybody happy, as little as I give a shit about other people's happiness.
Yeah, I don't give two shits about what they deem is necessary. Women having the choice, yes, is the biggest thing that
it'd be
should
cool.
happen.
It'd be good for them. I think it would be nice that women get to have the choice.
Yes.
This sounded so disparaged, like.
But at the same time, I don't give a shit if they fucking have it or not, because as long as I still have, you know, if they have the fucking choice, right, it'd be cool, right? I think in general, it'd be cool, right? Good for them. But do I really care? Beyond the, oh, good for you. Not really. As long as I still have a choice, if I plan on having a child with somebody, I have a choice if that fucking child is born or not too. That's all I care about.
That's
right. But then that's you having a choice.
Yes, as long as she has a choice and I have the choice, you know, as.
But that's their biggest argument, is that's then a white man telling a woman, or even having an opinion on what.
I was about to say, motherfucker, I got part black in me.
No, that's their biggest argument, is men, period, having the option or the opinion on what a woman does with their body. Even you being married, her having the option of doing whatever she wants with her body is still her choice. That's the biggest fight, is that, okay, well, technically, there's lots of different situations, but technically, if we're giving all choice on the table, she could do whatever she wants, and you can't. Like, you can't get a vasectomy without her fucking. Obviously, you never would. I know, but my point to this.
Yeah, fuck I can.
No, you can't.
I don't know who told you that, but that's a lie.
No, it's law. You can look it up. You cannot get a vasectomy without the approval of your wife. Jamie had to literally sign a paper giving approval of having a vasectomy.
Because somebody I work with just got it, and his wife didn't have to do shit.
Okay, well, then he went to a back alley doctor.
It was from his buddy.
Because if she legally went to get a divorce from him and said, because he's not viable to actually have children now, that is not stated in our marriage that we were not going to have children, she could divorce him and take whatever she wanted. It is a feat that has happened. So it's the thing is that men don't have the choice, and it does. I don't really give a shit if we have a choice in the matter to begin with, but it seems like you do. Like, you want to have a choice in that, but then again, then you're still stepping on the toes of
women having
whatever choice they want.
Then
so
I'm going to go back to what
really
I said about
area.
A legally binding contract, such or some sort of deal like a trust, right? Where if she agrees to, I get a choice if you get pregnant, whether you keep the baby or not within X amount of time period from when you become pregnant before you get an abortion, then she is signing half of the choice to me. And if I have that option, right, if I just go willy-nilly fucking dicking around throwing my seed in random women and they, and I never fucking signed anything that says I get a choice, right, but make it something that's not stupid hard to get, like I said, like a trust. It's really not that hard to set up a trust, right? It's really not that hard to set up an agreement between two, you know, adults that, hey, we're going to have sex. I want to have a choice if you get pregnant, whether I want the child or not, right? Make it simple. But if I don't do that, then I'm not getting that choice. Just like if she signs it, then she is giving that, she is legally, coherently giving me a choice. Now, obviously, that's still more in favor of the women, but there's a lot of situations where they should have more choice in it. Like if they, you know, if there's a bunch, if they just want to go sleep around, but they don't have any intentions of keeping the child, and they fucking tell somebody that, or they just don't tell them that, then, you know, if the guy hasn't, doesn't say anything like, hey, I know we're going to hook up tonight, but just in case I want to be, have choice in this child, I'd be like, well, then I guess we got to go fucking do some paperwork. You really want to do that, or just have sex with me and let me have the fucking choice? You know what I mean? You kind of get where I'm going with this?
It's going to defer to that, but at least you, the guy had the choice in the start.
Yes, he has a, if he's stupid enough to fucking have sex with somebody and not be like, hey, you know, I might get her pregnant and I would like to have a choice in that, then he's stupid enough to fucking lose his choice of that child being born or not if she gets pregnant. Honestly,
though, think about this, just to lighten things up for a second. You pull your wiener out. She's kissing on your wiener. And then all of a sudden, in the midst of all the glock, 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 you pull out a fucking ballpoint fucking...
pen and paper?
Pen and paper. Like, before we go any further, let me get you John Hancock.
Well, you got my cock in your mouth. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I gotta trail off for a second. So one of the guys I work with, he found out a couple years ago that he has a half-sister. Long story short, his dad was in the military in England, knocked up a woman, went home. She had neither of them knew she was pregnant when he had to go back. Well, when she grew up and understood that she was not a child, this is a long story that I realize it. That her dad is not her legitimate dad. She went to go find documents. The military base burned down. She's now in her 60s. Decided to do ancestry. Finally found out that the guy I work with, she lives in England, grew up there, right? Born and raised. Found out brother and half brother and sister. He wanted to fucking make a video with all the workers saying, hi, hopefully we meet you. I didn't realize he was fucking recording. And somebody goes, what do we say? And I go, whip your dick out. In the fucking video. And I didn't know that he was recording. And he sent it. And he goes, all right, I sent you the video. I was like, wait, you fucking were recording? He goes, yeah. I said, whip your dick out. And he looked at me with this like most the disappointed father face I have ever gotten in my life.
Sorry, Dad, I didn't mean to.
And then the fucking, our special, my crew goes, just tell her we take Chris, or Chris goes to fucking counseling. We take him every Tuesday. I was like, oh my God. Welcome to America. Sorry, you made me think of that, and it was fucking hilarious.
I'm sorry you don't have any gun rights over there.
Yeah, right.
But that's cool, though, to go that far and have that part of your life unknown for that long.
It's like 65 or something like that.
Because they could have been the best.
Can you imagine being 65 years old and realizing you have a half-brother in a different country?
I do. His name is Jason Momoa.
Shut the fuck up. Jesus.
All right, guys. You're welcome. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up on that note. That was a pretty good fucking conversation. I like it.
It is.
I mean, it's definitely one that's pull on heartstrings with some, but it's also pretty fucking factual with a lot of shit, but a lot of good opinions. So
yeah, that was a good back and forth. I think we gave a lot of different options and opinions.
You know what I like the most?
These nuts
in your mouth.
It was actually a coherent conversation. Like most of the time, when you try to research it and you try to look it up, because I tried, but most of the time, like the people put their emotion so forward to where it was just like, they end up screaming at each other when they're trying to, this is supposed to be a political conversation. Like,
you say facts.
Well, that's why I'll go and read medical papers. Like I went to like the New Hampshire, New Hampshire Medical Institute and was reading some of their abortion statistics, and that's where I was getting the, like, and I went to multiple different sources to where, you know, the 60% was, you know, a pretty common, you know, number. And they actually have charts that break it down. And then I was listening to Crowder and taking my information and going, okay, what is he putting out? What is his sources? And actually doing a due diligence of research, just so it's not, like, and I wish more people would, like, more people that just get on there and, like, saying, like, scream at each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to scream at each other. Just go do your fucking research and then come back and have a legit conversation with me. Tell me why you think I'm wrong. Tell me why you feel the way you feel, and we can sit there and have a discussion. But it doesn't need to be all of this. No. There's no opinions. You can't have an opinion. This is what's going to happen. That's bottom line. No. Fuck off. It's not how America works. So
if that's, like, and I think that's what happens when people try to have that conversation in life, in the real world. People are too forward with their emotions. And I remember I was like 19 years old, and I had just had a life event happen, and I can't remember what it was. And I remember telling Jose, I was like, Jose, the key, like, it was like an epiphany that I had. I was like, the key to everything is controlling your emotions. Somebody, like, it blew me away. Like, the moment that I, what had happened was, it was somebody who was getting sparked off, like, easily. Like, I could say something, and I was sitting here, and I realized, like, I got this guy by a fucking string, talking him into getting his ass whooped with somebody, and he doesn't even realize it. Mm-hmm. Like, I have such a dominion over this person, and he's so blind to that, like, it was crazy to me. Like, holy shit. If, like, I was tempting him into, like, you wanna let that guy
welcome to politics.
Like, mm-hmm. You wanna let that guy say this guy shit, like, what, you ain't gonna do nothing about it? And, like, I could just see it.
You were,
like,
hyping him up.
Growing in him, and, like,
yeah, you're the hype man.
But, like, I don't know, man. It didn't seem like that in the moment, because I wasn't like, go whoop his ass, buddy. It was like, dude, you let him say that to you? He's like, right, like, I can see it, like, slowly boil.
Yeah, you're like the devil whispering in somebody's ear at that time.
Yeah, you fucking were. Goddamn, buddy.
You should go over there and do that. You should go fuck that guy up. He's talking shit. But, yeah.
Well, alright, gentlemen. Well, good shit. I like it.
Yep, the game.
Fucking god damn it.
We hate you. Just know that.
Well, we're going to sign off on that note. Thank you guys so much. I'm Wes.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Chris.
And thank you for joining us on Uninfringed and Unhinged. We will, we won't see you, but we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk at the mic.
Bye.
Yelling at the mic.
Look, you've been wanting to make your own podcast. You listen to podcasts. You're listening to this podcast right now. Well, listen, now is your chance with Anchor FM.
Your podcast can be shared on all different social media platforms like Spotify,
Apple Podcasts,
Google Music,
and many, many more. Guys, Anchor is so easy to use, user-friendly all the way. You can use it on your phone, your tablet, anywhere you want to do a podcast. You can do it right there through the Anchor FM app or website.
You can even make money off of it. You can monetize this, and once it gets shared to everybody and anybody on Facebook, Instagram, let everyone know that you got a podcast, you can monetize and make money off it. Let's go!
Why would we want to make money off of something that you want to do anyways? Guys, yes, it may seem like there's so many podcasts out there, but I promise you, it is never too late to start.
Everyone has something to say, and everyone wants to hear you say it. So go choose Anchor.